Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Hi, everybody. Radio Rob here, along with Justin Mangold. It's time for the game tonight, featuring the Fort Recovery Indians and the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. And we're hoping for a good game tonight, hoping for an exciting game tonight. Last time these two played, it was a disaster for Fort Recovery.
Yeah, 41-7 was the final in that game, and it was well into the second half before the Indians got their first field goal.
But, hey, you know, we've been playing much better basketball here at the end of the year, the last half of the season, after I think we started 0-9 this year. So hopefully it'll be a different type of a game tonight, at least hanging in there with these Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. They have a nice team. What's their record this year?
They are 14-8. Fort Recovery 7-14.
And the all-conference teams just came out today. We'll tell you about that in just a moment here as we talk with Holly Gann. But Marion Local and Parkway were the co-champions of the MAC this year. Both had just one loss in the conference this year. I think Coldwater knocked off Marion Local just the other day for their only loss of the season, to kind of ruin the Marion Local outright championship.
Yeah, they beat them 32-26 a couple of weeks ago. They've won four in a row coming in, Coldwater has.
Well, they'll be tough, that's for sure. We'll be back with an interview with Coach Holly Gann in just a moment here on J Country 101 Radio, the voice of the Lady Indians. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Welcome those of you listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be back here in just a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Moore's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
We're back at Lincoln View. It's first round of the sectional for Fort Recovery tonight. Fort Recovery playing Coldwater. Holly Gann is with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. All-MAC conference selections came out today. Callie Wendell was the second team. and Carly Niekamp made honorable mention. So I know you're really proud of those gals.
Absolutely. You know, anytime that you can make a conference team or be honored within our league is pretty special. And so obviously Cali really has turned it up the last half of the season. And Carly obviously got that honor too. And those two should be very proud of themselves for the hard work and stuff. And then obviously it's kind of a team effort. So I've said it all along, we don't really have that one person. So, you know, in my mind, everybody on this team is deserving of that, just like everybody else's teams in our league. So,
absolutely. And, of course, Marion Local and Parkway tied for the conference championship. So their coaches were named co-coaches of the year. Gabby Stober was the player of the year. Pretty tough cat.
Yeah, Gabby, you know, I remember when Gabby was a freshman, and so she'd come in and still shoot those threes from beyond the arc, and Gabby's just grew as she got older and was able to become more of a leader for her team, and she was that as a freshman, and she's that as a senior, so in my mind, nobody but her was the most deserving of that award, so congrats to Gabby, and obviously the Parkway Panthers and Marion Local on their MAC championship win.
Yeah, and Gabby Stober, by the way, for you, those of you that don't know, is a member of the Parkway Lady Panthers team. Well, hey, we played these guys before, the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, and they thumped us pretty good. But a lot of positive has happened for Fort Recovery since then, especially the last several games.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and like I said, this is just a learning and growing process. So we're a better team. You know, they're a better team. They're going to do some things that probably might rattle our cage, and we're hoping to do some things that rattle our cages too. My reflection of that game was it wasn't lack of opportunities. So if you go back and you watch that game or you look at it, we had shots. We had opportunities to score. We just didn't make a lot. And so when it comes down to it, we try to keep that in the forefront of the mind that it wasn't that we couldn't get any looks. We got looks. It's just they didn't go in the hole.
Well, hopefully tonight will be different. And I know the kids will be giving their best effort. Thanks, Holly, very much. Wish you the best.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here at Lincoln View. Fort Recovery Coldwater tonight here in the first round of the sectional. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on again, PG-14, J Country 101 with the Fort Recovery Lady Indians right after we pause for this. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound drugs to the dosage, the form, and the strength prescribed by your physician, making a customized solution just for you. We also compound hormone restoration therapy to help with symptoms of menopause and andropause. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rob Weaver, Justin Mangold back here at Lincoln View, and there's the tip, and it goes to Coldwater to start the game. Getting the tap there was Becca Winning, so the Lady Cavaliers have the basketball. There's a shot from about 16 away. No good. Rebound goes off of Fort Recovery out of bounds. Got a tough break there. Coldwater desperately trying to save it, and it went off of Sage Wendell and out of bounds.
Yeah, just some bad luck that time.
Yep. Hopefully that's not something that's a sign of the game. There's a shot up and no good. Rebound Sage Wendell. Sage Luthold. I'm going to correct myself. Sage Luthold. Jenna Ligers missed that shot in the lane for Coldwater. On the left, there's Callie Wendell. Yes! What a way to start the game. Callie Wendell hits a three, and the Lady Indians take a 3-0 lead. And that's already more points than the Lady Indians had in the first game, in the first half of the last game we played these guys.
Yeah, got that first field goal out of the way.
1 point in the first half against Coldwater in the regular season game. Oh, Fort Recovery almost stole it away, but Coldwater got it back, and now there's traveling. Traveling's going to be called on Kelsey Seifering. So that'll give the basketball back to the Lady Indians. Callie Wendell will toss it in to Kennedy Mollenkamp.
A 2-1-2 press for Coldwater.
Full Recovery has no problem breaking it. Kennedy Mollenkamp back out front between the circles, right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Over on the left to Callie Wendell. Back to Mollenkamp, fires and hits. Kennedy Mollenkamp drills one from 16, just off the key. And it's 5-0. Lady Indians on top. How about that start, huh?
Can't ask for much better for Fort Recovery.
Nope, absolutely not. Coldwater with the basketball. Over to Ligers. She'll dribble in, stop, spins. Looking to pass off. Goes off over here to Kelsey Seifering.
They just can't get the ball to their Division I commit and Reese Miller so far. Fort Recovery doing a good job denying that.
Yeah, Reese Miller's got double teamed in there. Actually, they've almost got three around her. There's Ligers firing and hitting. Jenna Ligers in the lane. Get about a 7-footer to make it 5-2. Fort Recovery leads by 3 points. Again, Coldwater picking us up at half court. Here's Callie Wendell coming down. Back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Wendell. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. This has got to give the kids a lot of confidence hitting those first two shots. Here's Callie Wendell missing one from three. Rebound comes down to Coldwater.
That one probably a little bit. That last shot by Callie a little bit too far out.
Last touch by Callie Wendell as the ball goes out of bounds. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight and every game this year has been Calp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, Calp Pharmacy. There's a steal by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Comes all the way down, up, no good, missed it. Rebound back up by Sage Luthold, no good. Rebound comes down to, going down was Carly Niekamp. Hopefully she's okay. Yeah, she gets up. Coldwater with the ball underneath the Ligers, and she is fouled by Carly Niekamp, who came charging down trying to recover from falling down on the other end, and she crashed right in to Jenna Ligers.
Go ahead.
For handicapped medical equipment, visit Calp Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need handicapped medical equipment, you'll find it there.
Well, Carly made sure she could not get the shot off right down low.
There's a foul called as Coldwater has the ball back in. The foul's called on Colleague, who just came in the game. Eva Colleague will come in the game.
And 5-2, the score. Fort Recovery in the lead.
Out on the left side, down in the corner. Ligers in the lane. Good. She's tough. Jenna Ligers scoring. Makes it 5-4, a 1-point Fort Recovery lead. Fort Recovery with the ball. 4:40 to go in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side to Eva Kolick. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp in the lane. Pops the shot. Oh, good! Kennedy Mollenkamp with two baskets here in the first quarter. Makes it 7-4. Lady Indians on top by three. The Indians playing their fine basketball tonight.
Yeah, off to a really good start.
Really good. Coldwater with the ball. Right side it goes. They try to get it into Riss Miller, and Kennedy Mollenkamp swipes it away as Coldwater just can't get it into Riss Miller tonight.
That's already their fourth turnover, too.
Right side to Eva Kolig, back out top and between the circles. Kennedy Mollenkamp over to Kolig on the right. Kennedy will dribble pass to Callie Wendell, back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. There's Callie, thinks about shooting, doesn't. Carly Niekamp back to Callie, around the horn it goes, over to Eva Kolig. Top to Kennedy Mollenkamp in the lane, a little short, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Coldwater. Last touch by the Lady Cavaliers, Claire Steinke. Here's a reminder, the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours each weeknight for your convenience. Monday through Thursday till 7, Friday nights till 6. Cal Pharmacy, here to serve you. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie has not taken the shot tonight. Left side to Callie Wendell. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp, free throw line. Jumper's way short. Rebound, Rissmiller. Riley Rissmiller for Coldwater. She was named first team for Coldwater. She'll fire it up and got it. She finally gets a shot off. Not a three, but hits a two to make it 7-6. That was just inside the three-point line straight away.
Yeah, they cannot get the ball down to her low, so she just came outside, just outside the free throw line.
Coach Holly Gann wants to talk things over. 3:06 to go in the first quarter. It's Fort Recovery 7 and Coldwater 6. We'll be back in a moment.
The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available.
Don't forget, at Fort Recovery's Count Pharmacy, they have a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Count Pharmacy pharmacist about their weekly prescription program. It's a great program. Left side, Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball. Looking to pass, goes out to Callie Wendell. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Sage Lethal back to Callie. Three, yes! Wendell gets her second three of the night, and it's 10-6. Fort Recovery by four.
Good ball movement that time. Got Callie open.
Great start for the Lady Indians. Shots fired up. It's good by Rissmiller. They decided to move her to the outside, and that time she hit one from the left corner to make it 10-9. That was a three-pointer.
Yeah, make Fort Recovery adjust the defense if she's going to be out there.
Kennedy Mollenkamp comes down, falls down. They said she wasn't tripped. Coldwater came up with the ball. Left side it goes. 2:13 left in the first quarter. Coldwater has yet to lead. But they're knocking on the door here, trailing by one with the ball. Left side it goes to Jenna Ligers. Ligers will pass in the middle. Now over on the right, here's a drive, and oh, missed an easy one. Maddie Guggenbiller blocks it, and they say it was last touch by the Lady Indians as it goes out of bounds. Coldwater will get the basketball.
Yeah, Becca Winning had a pretty nice look at it, but wouldn't go.
And Holly Gann was questioning the fact that that went off of Fort Recovery. Here's a left side shot. Good three-pointer scored by Mia Kanapke. 12-10. I'm assuming it's Mia, do you know?
Yeah, she's only a freshman at 5'8".
12-10, Coldwater takes their first lead of the game. And not harping on the last game we played against these guys, but we've already scored more points in the first quarter than we scored the entire game when we played them before.
Yeah, much different looking team than a month ago.
Much different. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball. Out front, dribbles now to the right, stops, wants to pass to Maddie Guggenbiller. It's touched by Coldwater. We should be able to pick it up, and we do. Ball went into the backcourt, but it was touched by Coldwater. Callie Wendell with it. Left side it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. There's Eva Kolig. Now back outside to Callie. Good again! Callie Wendell is on tonight. Her third three of the first quarter. Fort Recovery leads 13-12.
Enter is bumped after the play, but no call.
There's a shot inside. No good. They missed an easy one there by Claire Steinke, and Fort Recovery got the rebound. 39 seconds left. Lady Indians on top 13-12 here in the first quarter in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, and Bern, Indiana.
A very fast first quarter tonight.
Inside to Kneecamp. Carly made honorable mention on the all-conference team. Kennedy Mollenkamp at the center circle. Dribbling the basketball, comes back to the left, feeds over to Callie Wendell. She's not going to be able to shoot this one. Bounce pass to Maddie Guggenbiller. Shoot the ball, Maddie. Gets it off, but too late. Would not have counted, and it was no good anyway. At the end of one, hey, what a turnaround. Fort Recovery 13 and Coldwater 12 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. We'll be back with quarter number two right after this.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy. And Justin, wow, what a quarter, huh?
Yeah, Fort Recovery shooting 50%, 5 for 10, 3 of 4 on threes. Coldwater, 5 of 9, 55%, and 2 of 2 on threes. So both teams shooting well.
Maddie Guggenbiller on the left, back out front to Kennedy Mollenkamp. They backed off of her. Right side to Callie Wendell. Feeds into Carly Kneecamp. Almost tied up there, and they didn't call it. Out front to Mollenkamp, right side to Wendell, firing, got it again! Callie Wendell, her fourth three of the night, and Fort Recovery leads 16-12.
Callie's on fire.
She is on fire tonight. Let's hope it stays that way. Here's a shot at the top of the key. Nope, they decide not to. Over on the left baseline, double team down there. And they're going to say she dribbled out of bounds. Fort Recovery hemmed her in and tried to dribble through. It was Claire Steinke, and she stepped on the baseline.
And then she's using the sideline, the baseline as another defender. And like you said, she stepped out.
Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it up against the full court press, no problem. Left side to Callie Wendell. How many turnovers for these two teams now?
5 for Coldwater, 2 for Fort Recovery.
Sage Wendell fires a shot, missed it, and they're going to say it was touched by Riss Miller. Well, the Lady Indians have pretty much equalized Riley Rissmiller, their big 6'5 senior.
Yeah, she's hit the shots she's had. She just hasn't had many.
Callie Wendell, another one. Got it again! Another three for Callie Wendell. Goodness sakes. What a game for Callie. 19-12. She's hit so many threes, I've lost track of how many.
That's 5 now.
5 threes for Callie. Coldwater with the ball. Fort Recovery leads by 7. Left side it goes. Shots fired up way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Getting the board there was Becca Winning. Right side it goes. Fort Recovery playing inspired defense as well. There's a pass inside to Rissmiller. Got the easy shot. They got it into her that time. And she hit the easy shot. Fort Recovery calls timeout. 19-14. Lady Indians lead by 5 here in the second quarter, which is being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256. B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
What a game for the Lady Indians tonight, leading 19-14 over the favored Coldwater Cavaliers. Coldwater beat Fort Recovery in the regular season 41-7. And here we are leading 19-14. Inside to Carly Niekamp, back out to Maddie. No shot there. There's Callie Wendell again. They are guarding her like crazy. Assigned to guard her is Kirsten Keller of Coldwater. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side to Maddie Guggenbeller, back to Kennedy. She'll dribble in. Ball's knocked away by Coldwater. Yep. Fort Recovery will keep the ball.
Keller is sticking to Callie right now.
Yes, she is, no matter where she goes. Here comes the inbounds pass to Callie Wendell. She'll pop the shot anyway, and it's no good.
In fact,
it bounced. It wouldn't have gone in anyway, but it bounced up and hit the support rope there for the bank board, which is out of bounds. So Coldwater has the basketball. Becca winning.
Little heat check that time from Wendell.
Out front. Well, you know what was wrong with that. It wasn't a three.
Yeah. And heavily guarded, too.
Jenna Ligers back outside it goes. Trying to get the ball to Riss Miller, and they've got Fort Recovery's got her multiple covered shots way off the mark. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Carly wearing number three whips the pass over to Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Down to Carly, back to Guggenbiller. Outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. We need another basket here, Justin. Keep this roll going.
So far, it's been all Wendell and Mollenkamp with the shots. I don't think Maddie's had one yet.
Maddie with the ball. She comes down, stops, pops the shot. No good. It won't go. Rebound, Riss Miller underneath. Here comes Coldwater with the ball. Good shot by Maddie. Just would not go. Riss Miller back out to Ligers. Fires a three. No good. Rebound chased down by Keller of Coldwater. Ligers with the ball again. She lost the handle on it. Carly Niekamp picks it up. And very wisely, she just stays put and passes the ball off to Maddie Guggenbiller. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp with it out front between the circles. Dribbling to the left. Comes down, stops. Goes to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie dribbles inside, pops the shot. Might have been a foul, no call. Rebound, Riss Miller. Down comes Ligers with it all the way. Stolen away by Callie Wendell. And now a foul on Jenna Ligers. Jenna Ligers had it swiped out of her hands by Callie Wendell. And then she tried to get it back from Callie. And she committed the foul.
It's their first team foul tonight.
19-14. Not many fouls, period, tonight.
No.
Pretty clean game.
Made two on the end end.
Fort Recovery leads by five in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. Right side it goes to Eva Collig. Collig looking. Passing now inside. Ball's knocked away from Sage Luthold. There's going to be a jump ball called, and it's going to Coldwater on the alternating possession. Thanks to the folks here at Lincoln View for their hospitality. Appreciate it very much.
A nice, pretty new gym here.
Absolutely. I think it's about 10 or 12 years old. For those of us who remember the old gym, this is a much improved facility. And there's traveling. They didn't call it. Coldwater down low, back outside. Wrist Miller, she'll pop the shot. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound, tapped away by Callie Wendell. And Carly Niekamp swipes it out of their hands. And Fort Recovery has the basketball. Out front, Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Fort Recovery calls time. Timeout, Fort Recovery, 2:48 to go. Lady Indians lead by 5, 19-14. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And again, K&L is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for all of your farm machinery, depend on your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp comes out of the game, and
Guggenbeller came back.
Okay. Now we're set to go. I don't know what the official was stopping play for. Now we've got another stoppage.
Maybe somebody didn't check in.
Maybe Carly didn't check in. That could be a technical foul. Oh, hope not. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. I think that's what happened. Maddie did not check in.
There will be a technical foul.
They're going to call a technical foul on Fort Recovery. Doggone it. We don't need that kind of a break. That's what it is. And Rissmiller's going to shoot the technical.
That will go as a team foul, but not a personal foul, I think. They don't have it up there yet. They still have two team fouls.
Free throw's good by Rissmiller. Well, we just gave them 2 points, and they get the ball back. This one's up there, and it's no good. Well, we gave them 1 point. Not blaming Maddie. There was some confusion there at the timeout about who was supposed to go where.
Now they let her come out. Well, actually, no, they don't let her come back in. So Maddie's still out.
And Carly Niekamp back in there. 19-15, Lady Indians by 4. Coldwater with the ball.
And that did count as a team foul. They put that up there finally.
And there's a collision, and the ball is loose, and got a jump ball. Goes to Fort Recovery, should.
But yep. Really, it only cost the Indians 1 point. No technical.
Thank goodness.
Of course, 1 point could be big eventually, but at the moment, it's only 1 point.
Rob Weaver here along with Justin Mangold. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station. I'm assuming Neil Spencer's taking care of things. Back at FortRecoveryRadio.com. I know they've got some great programming lined up tonight there at FortRecoveryRadio.com after the ball game. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side it goes to Carly Niekamp. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Left side to Sage Luthold. Sage looks, feeds inside to Carly Niekamp, wide open, and got it! Sage Luthold gets the assist. Carly Niekamp the basket. Lady Indians take a 6-point lead, 21-15. 2 minutes to go in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter scoreboard. There's a ball kicked by Carly Niekamp. Boy, this is a whole lot more fun than the last time we played these guys.
Yeah, we talked about hopefully the Indians would be in the game at the half, and they definitely are.
They definitely are. Coldwater with the ball. Let's just not let them have a big last 2 minutes here. And the ball is double-teamed down there, back outside. Steinke gets it to Rissmiller. Rissmiller's double-teamed, trying to dribble, and there's a foul call on Fort Recovery. Ouch.
Now, Rissmiller had the ball where she wanted it. She needed to spin the other direction. Would have had an easy bucket, but went the other way.
Called a foul on Callie Wendell. This is not a shooting foul. Now Matty Guggenbiller comes back in the game. Sage Leuthold will leave. So we have Carly Niekamp, Matty Guggenbiller, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Callie Wendell, and Eva Kolig in the game. There's a shot up and no good by Ritzmiller. Missed it. Rebound comes to Matty. And she'll give off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the left. There's Carly Niekamp. There's Callie Wendell on a three. Yes! It goes again! Callie Wendell hits another three from the corner this time. That's her first corner shot.
Becca winning too slow to get out on her that time.
24 to 15. Inside shots fired up. Ritzmiller tried to get the rebound. She did. Coldwater with the ball, trailing by nine. That's the biggest lead of the game for the Indians. 24 to 15. 1 minute to go in the first half. Back outside to Ritzmiller. And here's a wild shot. I don't know where that's going. Going down on the floor was Eva Kolig, but she managed to maintain control of the ball and give it over to Matty Guggenbiller. These are 45 seconds now.
These are not good shots the Coldwaters had this quarter.
Matty on a three. Ah, it doesn't go. Rebounds tapped out of bounds. It went off of Eva Kolig and out of bounds. I think Kolig Ann was hoping to hold the ball there, I think.
Yeah, she stuck up one finger. I assume that's what she meant, one shot, but they shot it early.
24 to 15, greatest game of the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. It couldn't come at a better time. It's a 9-point lead for Fort Recovery with 25 seconds left. You got to think the worst it's going to be is a 6-point lead. Let's hope it's 9. Outside, Coldwater with the ball. Going to try to get it down to Ritzmiller if they can. Down to 12 seconds. With the ball there is Becca Winning. Over on the left to Steinke. Back over on the right to Keller. Back out top. They stole it away. Kennedy Mollenkamp stole it away. His shot is up and no good. And the first half comes to a close. And what a shocker. Fort Recovery 24 and Coldwater 15. Behind the sharpshooting of Callie Wendell, who has 6 threes in the game. Callie with 18 points in the contest. What a first half for Fort Recovery. We'll give you all the stats when we come back. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
JR Manufacturing has been a growing company in the Fort Recovery community for over 20 years. We specialize in manufacturing automotive parts. JR offers affordable benefits, all major holidays paid, profit sharing, attendance incentives, excellent tuition reimbursement, and training programs. We are proud to hire local high school students and are always accepting applications. So if you're looking for a future and want to work for a company that likes to show appreciation to every team member, it's time to stop in and apply. At JR Manufacturing, located on Industrial Drive, south edge of Fort Recovery. Come join our team.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams.
Boar's Welding.
Well, good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Kim Vormore. Dr. Vormore recently purchased the family dentistry office of Dr. Tom Banta from Dr. Banta. Dr. Banta is also staying on board for a few months to assist with the transition. And all the staff is the same, including Fort Recovery graduates, Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart, at the Vormore Family Dentistry on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. They'd love to be your family's dentist, and they're accepting new patients. Again, the office of Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry. Don't forget, Dr. Banta is still there. He'll be there for a few more months. Well, I'm just astounded.
Yeah, and it's just shooting lights out, especially Callie Wendell, and you just got to hope that continues.
I mean, you know, we do half that in the second half. We might have ourselves a game at the end here.
Yeah, and then made 6 3-pointers again, all by Callie Wendell.
Well, take it away. Give us those good stats.
Well, first for Coldwater, they were 5 of 9 the first quarter for 55%. Second quarter, only 1 of 8 for 13%. And again, most of those were not good shots, not good looks. In the half, they were 6 of 17 for 35%, 2 of 3 on threes for 67%, and 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Fort Recovery, 5 of 10 the first quarter, 50%. Second quarter, 4 for 8, 50%. At the half, 9 of 18 for 50% from the field. Indians were 3 of 4 on three-pointers in each quarter, so they were 6 of 8, 75% on three-pointers in the half.
Hey, I'll take that any time.
Exactly. 3 of 4 each quarter, why not? Rebounding is 12 to 8, yeah, in favor of Coldwater. And turnovers, only 3 for the Indians. I know the 6 threes are a lot, but only 3 turnovers in the first half is huge for the Indians compared to 9 for Coldwater. Indians did not shoot a free throw, by the way, in that first half. Scoring for Coldwater, Riley Rissmiller with 8, 4 for Jenna Ligers, and 3 for Mia Kanapke. Again, Callie Wendell leads Fort Recovery with 18 points. Again, 6 three-pointers, 4 for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and 2 for Carly Newcamp. After 1, it was 13-12. The Indians led. And the halftime score again, 24 for Fort Recovery and 15 for Coldwater.
Wow, I'm really speechless. I mean,
you can't get much better numbers than that. I mean, you can, but again, 6 of 8 on three-pointers, only 3 turnovers. You forced 9 for Coldwater. You hold Rissmiller to 8 points. I know 8's kind of a lot, but still, she has her 8. The rest of the team was 7, so.
Again, we thank Greg Leith, the athletic director here at Lincoln View, for his hospitality. We've got great seats and so far, a great game to call for you fans back there in Fort Recovery land. Lady Indians leading Coldwater 24-15. Again, congratulations. Callie Wendell was named second team all-conference. I think she needs to be on the first team.
She must be mad tonight. She wanted that first team, and she says, oh, okay, I'll come out and show you I should have been.
She should be after this performance. And once again, Carly Niekamp was named honorable mention for the Lady Indians as well. We'll be back with more here at Lincoln View High School. Up by, if you don't know where Lincoln View is, for you Indiana folks, it's up by Van Wert, just east of Van Wert. We'll be back in a moment right after this. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, Lady Indians, they've just been getting a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better here at the end of the year. And, wow, they are playing a heck of a game tonight against a really nice Coldwater team, leading here at halftime 24-15.
The offense has been good, but it's the defense for me that really limited Riss Miller. Again, she's the second all-time leading scorer for Coldwater, one of 7,000-point scorers for the Cavaliers, and they're just denying her the ball so much that she's not getting good looks. I mean, she's getting good looks, but they're few good looks. She's not had many shots tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. She's been held down there by the Lady Indians. She's had two and three people on her the whole night.
Yeah. Just not getting the ball inside, so they try and put her outside, and she did hit a couple of shots, but then they stuck her right back in.
So we're about set for the second half of play, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your friends at Cooper Farms. In this area, they're in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Check out their many employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. They've got a lot of great employment opportunities for you. Check them out. Both teams getting their final instructions.
Indians have used two timeouts. And again, Coldwater's used one. So Coldwater, four timeouts left, but Recovery with three.
Coldwater will have the ball to start the second half.
Coldwater, you just have to throw out the first half and say, let's do what we're supposed to do.
See Ray Cooney here tonight covering the game for the Commercial Review newspaper in Portland. The CR, they really support the Fort Recovery community. Here we go, Coldwater with the ball. Right side to Ligers. To Steinke, back to Ligers. Back outside to Steinke, back to Ligers. She'll pop the open shot. She missed it. Rebound Steinke, and she got it. Steinke scores from just outside the free throw lane, or the free throw line, and makes it 24-17. 7-point lead, Fort Recovery with the ball. Callie Wendell with it. Back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Callie's not going to have many open looks here in the second half. You better believe that. After hitting six threes in the first half. Maddie Guggenbiller. And there is a foul called on Coldwater.
Kelsey Seifring to reach in.
You know what Callie has to do, knowing that she's going to be defended like crazy. She just got to play it cool. Watch for her opportunities. She's not going to get the opportunities she had in the first half, but the ones she gets, take advantage of them.
And if they start to leak out on her some, get the assist and go to somebody else.
Carly Niekamp has a shot blocked by Ligers, and Coldwater comes up with the ball.
A lot of contact on the shot, too.
And no call, obviously. Right side to Jenna Ligers. She will pass off to Steinke. There's Riss Miller inside, turns, fires, and misses off the back of the rim. She got it where she wanted to, but she missed the shot about 3 feet in front of the basket and couldn't get it to go down. There's Carly Niekamp. Carly stopping, popping, and oh, just a little short, no good. Rebound comes to Coldwater. Coldwater trails 24-17 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter.
Steinke with it. Back outside. Over on the left. Here's Jenna Ligers with it. Now it goes to Becca Winning. Here's a shot up. No good. Rebound comes to Maddie Guggenbiller.
Ligers missing about a 15-footer.
Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball. She'll pass on the left side to Callie Wendell. Back out to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp has the ball knocked away, and they're going to say it was just no foul. It was just touched by Coldwater, but that could have been a foul. It wouldn't have been a shooting foul anyway, but Maddie Guggenbiller will go out of the game, and Sage Luthold will come in. Lady Indians have not scored yet here in the third quarter. They are leading 24-17 over the mighty Coldwater Cavaliers. Three-point shot by Callie Wendell, no good. Gets her own rebound, fires it back up. It's no good. Missed two shots in a row there, and Coldwater comes down with a rebound. Not too bad shots. That three was a little long, but
yeah, the first one a little bit far out. But
she came in and got the rebound inside the three-point line and just couldn't hit the next shot. Coldwater, there's an open shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Riss Miller. Inside, up, and no good, and she is fouled in the act of shooting.
Indian coaches wanted a foul on her on the rebound, but did not get it.
Did not get it at all. Riss Miller goes to the line, and she's an excellent shooter.
And two shots here for Riss Miller. She made one of two in the second quarter on the technical shots, and she missed this one.
I mean, you know, you start thinking that things aren't going right, then things don't go right. And so far, Coldwater is just not playing well. Riley Rissmiller up and got that one. Makes it a six-point game.
The longer the Indians keep the lead, the more they believe they can do it.
Why not? Callie Wendell with it right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery leads 24-18, but has not scored yet here in the third quarter. We need a basket. Callie Wendell over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Coldwater coming way out on him.
Yeah, they've really extended the defense this quarter.
Callie Wendell comes down, stops, open. No good, it won't go. That was in too close.
Yeah.
That was from the edge of the free throw line, and she couldn't get it to go down. She was open.
Yeah, she's missed all three of her two-point shots tonight.
And Holly Gann just went over to Callie, says, don't worry about that, just keep shooting the ball. Keep shooting it. Going to live and die with Callie Wendell tonight. Why not?
They did call a foul on Callie. It's her second.
Really?
Yeah, on the rebound.
Coldwater with the ball. Jenna Ligers back outside it goes to Becca Winning. Winning drives to the hole and up and got it. Becca Winning scores. And all of a sudden, the lead that was 24-15 has shriveled down to 24-20. 4-point lead for the Lady Indians. Outside, Callie Wendell. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now there's Carly Niekamp. Goes to the hole. Stops. Has the ball stripped away from her. We didn't get a shot off. Stolen by Claire Steinke. Outside to Becca Winning on the left. There's Keller firing, hitting.
Timeout.
3-point basket by Mia. By Mia Kanapke, it was, not Keller. Mia Kanapke, and Fort Recovery calls time as the Indians' lead has shriveled from 9-1. Fort Recovery 24 and Coldwater 23 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Whether you're looking for more storage, a party building, or just looking for somewhere to spend your free time, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can help. They offer free estimates on buildings or shops. Stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company to talk about your building plans, and they can give you a rough estimate over the phone. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company can also give you an estimate from the comfort of your home by filling out the online estimate form at frlbuildings.com. Let the Fort Recovery Lumber Company help you with your future building plans.
Again, our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Coldwater, St. Henry, and Rossburg in this area. Fort Recovery with the ball. Callie Wendell with it out front, passing to Maddie Guggenbiller on the right. Tries to pass to Callie Wendell, cutting towards the basket, and the pass was errant and stolen by Coldwater. Underneath the wrist, Miller, good. And Coldwater takes the lead, and I think that is their first lead of the game.
I believe so.
25-24. Coldwater scoring 10 straight points to start the third quarter. They've taken the lead, and Fort Recovery throws it away. Kennedy Mollenkamp was trying to pass to Eva Kolig on the left. Eva was not looking, and the ball whizzed by her ear and out of bounds.
Yeah, Kolig had started her cut toward the basket. Kennedy thought that she would stay there.
Unforced turnover on that one, and now Coldwater has the ball. And unfortunately, we've let Coldwater back in the game here, Justin, and now they're thinking they're going to win this game.
Yeah, like I said, they just threw out the first half. They said, we're going to come out here and play the game we were supposed to play. And that's what they're doing.
With the ball on the left side is Mia Kanapke, and there is a whistle and a foul on Fort Recovery.
On Luthold.
Sage Luthold gets nailed for the foul. Sage is a 5'10 junior. Comes the inbounds pass over on the right to Jenna Ligers, drives the baseline, now passes over to Becca Winning on the left. She'll come in, up and good. Becca Winning scoring, and it's 27-24 now. Fort Recovery trails by three, and Carly Niekamp's going to come back in the game. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, up no good. Drove to the lane, puts it up, missed it. Rebound Coldwater, and this is not looking good. We're only down by three, but man, what a tough start here to the third quarter.
We'll start 0 for 6 shooting with three turnovers.
And outscored 12 to nothing. Shots up no good by Coldwater, by Kanapke. Tipped out of bounds by Eva Kolig. It'll be Coldwater's basketball underneath their own hoop.
They're getting some of the breaks here in this third quarter, too. They miss a shot at deflects off Fort Recovery instead of themselves.
Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call them at 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161. There's a rebound basket by Becca Winning. She puts it up and in, and it's 29-24 now. Lady Indians down by five as Coldwater has scored 14 straight points. There's Eva Kolig open, won't go. Rebound off of Fort Recovery, I believe. They're going to give it to us.
So that's what it should be, but
say it went off of Coldwater. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in. And the inbounds pass goes out deep to Callie. She's open from three and no good. Rebound comes down to Coldwater's Becca Winning. Over to Steinke. Clara Steinke will bring it down over to Becca Winning. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Becca Winning on a three, in and out, thank goodness. Rebound, Eva Kolig.
If they dared her to shoot, she did, but almost went in.
Right side, Callie Wendell. Let's try that again. Carly Wendell, no good. Rebound, Eva Kolig up and in. Let's try that again. Carly Niekamp missed the shot, and Eva Kolig up and in. Makes it 29-26.
First points of the half.
First points of the half. First points for a colleague. Right side it goes to Becca Winning. Up no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Maddie Guggenbiller came down with the rebound over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp with the basketball. Right side to Carly Niekamp. Around the horn over to Eva Colley. Out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling the ball, stopping, passing to Callie Wendell. Callie over on the right side. Back out, goes back down. Back out to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller in the lane, stopping. Passing to Eva Colley. Open, got it! Eva Colley with two baskets here in the quarter. Our only points of the quarter. And we're back to within one at 29-28. Kadapke with it over on the left side to Steinke. Back out to Becca Winning. Down to the final seconds. Kadapke firing a three. Missed it. Rebound Callie Wendell. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And the Lady Indians are only down by one. It was a disastrous third quarter, kind of. But we're still only down by one. Coldwater 29, Fort Recovery 28. Thanks to two baskets by Eva Colley there in the last couple of minutes. We'll be back with quarter number four. Thanks to our friends at Cooper Farms for being our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out their employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team.
Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
A reminder that we will have the Fort Recovery New Bremen boys game on the radio on Friday night. Ed Thurman will be there calling the action as Kennedy Mollenkamp banks one in to start the fourth quarter, and Fort Recovery has the lead back at 30-29. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, for the finest in building materials. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company.
First points for Kennedy Mollenkamp, so it's very early in the first quarter.
Shots fired up from the right side. No good by Coldwater. Kanapke missed that one. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Left side to Callie Wendell. The Big Mo has come our way. Momentum right now with Fort Recovery with a one-point lead at 30-29. Outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And it's knocked away from her and stolen by Coldwater. Jenna Ligers swiped it out of her hands. Down comes Kanapke with it. Via Kanapke over to Becca Winning. Fourth quarter brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber. Here's a drive by Winning. It's no good. They're going to call a foul on Maddie Guggenbiller. That was a rocky foul.
The Winning pretty much ran into her.
Maddie just stood there. Yeah, that was a terrible call.
Two free throws coming up for Winning.
Becca puts it up. Got it. That ties the game at 30-30. I bet you people walking into the game right now are saying, what?
Yeah, it's
30-30?
The Parkway and the Wayne Trace fans.
Becca Winning could put the Cavaliers back on top, and she can't do it. No good. But rebound comes to Steinke for Coldwater. Doggone it. We should have had that rebound. Jenna Ligers out top, drives to the hole, stops, fires over the top of Guggenbiller. No good. Rissmiller got the rebound and scored. Riley Rissmiller scoring, making it 32-30. Coldwater with a two-point lead again. Maddie Guggenbiller right side, back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. On the left to Eva Colley. Here's Carly Niekamp. Back to Eva Colley. Back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Callie Wendell on the right, drives, fires it up, and does not go. Callie has not scored here in the second half after hitting six threes in the first half. Shouldn't have had that halftime intermission.
Yeah.
Inside to Rissmiller, triple team, and she's fouled. Coach Holly Gann thought that was pretty good defense.
Guggenbiller again on the fouls.
You know, when you need building materials, depend on a company who's been serving our Fort Recovery community for way over 100 years. That's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Free throw is good by Rissmiller. Makes it a three-point lead at 33-30 in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter of play. Maddie Guggenbiller will go out, and Sage Luthold comes back in. One more. This one's good by Rissmiller again. It's now a four-point game, 34-30. Rissmiller with 15 points. And what happened? Foul on Coldwater.
Yeah, and Rebecca Winning that time.
Rebecca Winning tried to swipe it away from Fort Recovery, and the Fort Recovery fans applaud the official, thinking that, well, you finally called one our way.
Yeah, a little Bronx cheer that time.
Kennedy Mollenkamp out front, dribbles out between the circles, goes to the right, stopping here, looking for a teammate, goes to Eva Colley, way out top. Kennedy Mollenkamp into Carly Niekamp, dribbles, stops, over to Sage Luthold, who's open, no good. Rebound, Eva Colley, no good, but it's knocked out of bounds off of her hands. Last hit by Coldwater, so Fort Recovery will have the basketball underneath our own hoop here. Trailing by four, 34-30. And timeout is going to be called by Coldwater. Timeout Coldwater, 5:29 left to go in the game. And on the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter scoreboard, it's 34 for the Lady Cavaliers. Lady Indians have 30.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability. And Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Lady Indians still right in this game with 5:29 left to go on the fourth quarter. Fairly quick game here tonight. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, 100.9 on your FM dial. Coming up, we have IU basketball tonight at Northwestern. That'll be starting at 8 o'clock with the pregame. 9 o'clock is the tip-off, and there's 5 seconds called on Fort Recovery. They couldn't get the ball back in play.
A very quick 5 seconds.
Becca Winning comes down across the timeline, right side to Jenna Ligers. Ligers passing to Winning, top of the key. Pass on the left. There's Kanapke, good. Mia Kanapke connects on a two. That was about, 15-footer or so. It's 36-30. And now they've scored 7 points in a row to take the lead at 6 points. After we took the lead at 30-29 to start the fourth quarter.
This is a half of streaks.
Underneath Kennedy Mollenkamp, passing to Sage Luthold, but she can't get it. Stolen by Kanapke. Right side to Ligers, a collision, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Carly was not happy. She thought she had position.
Third foul on Niekamp. And then 16 fouls, so it'll be free throws the rest of the way for Coldwater.
Jenna Ligers at the line. It's up and no good. Once again, you can hear the New Bremen Fort Recovery boys game on Friday from the Fortside Fieldhouse with Ed Thurman. That'll be on both the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Friday night. Free throws up, no good again. That went off of Coldwater. Knocked out of bounds by Claire Steinke.
Two big misses keeps the game at a 6-point deficit for Fort Recovery.
Sage Luthold will go out, and Maddie Guggenbiller comes back in. Eva Colick's played a lot of minutes tonight. Kennedy Mollenkamp brings it up. Still looking for the first basket for Callie Wendell here in the second half after she scored 18 points in the first half on 6 threes. Right side it goes. There's a shot by Carly Niekamp. No good. Rebound comes down to Becca Winning. That was in and out. Boy, we needed that. 4:17 left to go in the game. A basket here would make it pretty tough for the Lady Indians. Would put us down by eight. There's Winning going to the hole. She missed it. Rebound, wrist Miller, but oh, it's a jump ball. Eva Collick got in there and tied up Riley Rissmiller. And it's going to be out of bounds, though, to Coldwater. Inbounds pass comes out deep to Kanapke. Back to the corner. Shots fired up. No good by Becca Winning. There's Claire Steinke missing a shot. Rebound, Eva Collick. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will feed to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball. Come on, Callie, get one to go down.
You really can't afford too many more empty possessions down by six.
Nope, down to 3:39 left to go in the game. Coldwater leads by six. 36-30 on the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter scoreboard. Here's Carly Niekamp going in. No good, but she's fouled, and she'll be at the line for two shots. A pretty decent shot there, really. Banked it off the glass, wouldn't go.
Indians have been outscored 21-6 in this half.
Ouch. Carly Niekamp at the line, and it's no good. If you tuned in late, Lady Indians took a 24-15 lead at the halftime behind the sharp shooting of Callie Wendell, who had 18 points on 6 3-pointers. Here's the next one up, and it's good. Well, at least it gets us off the 30. 36-31, a 5-point lead for Coldwater. They have the ball with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. There's still time. Becca Winning out front with it. Dribbles to the right. Looking for a teammate. Goes on the left to Kanapke. Mia Kanapke looking for help. Dribbles to the left. Back outside it goes. Jenna Ligers with it now. Ligers will pass to Steinke. Puts it up. No good. And she is fouled in the act of shooting. And Clara Steinke will go to the free throw line.
Now Coldwater just driving toward the basket and hoping to get fouled when they go up.
That is four fouls now on Maddie Guggenbiller. 3 minutes left in the game. Steinke at the line. Eyes and flies and good. Just barely got over the rim. That makes it 37-31 now. Fort Recovery trails by six here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. That's good again. 38-31, 7-point lead now. We need a basket very badly. Left side to Maddie Guggenbiller, and the ball's tipped away. Kennedy Mollenkamp got the loose ball and scores. Lays it in. That makes it 38-33. We're only down by five now. Still time. 2:45 to go in the game. Becca Winning out front, being hawked by Callie Wendell. Lost the ball, but got it back. Now she passes over to Steinke, and there's timeout called by Coldwater. Timeout Coldwater, 2:34 to go. Coldwater 38, Fort Recovery 33. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256. B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Lady Indians will have Eva Collick, Callie Wendell, Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Maddie Guggenbiller in the lineup. Again, Guggenbiller saddled with four fouls. Steinke will throw it in for Coldwater into Becca Winning. Winning out front. Over to Steinke, back to Winning. Drives to the right, comes in, tries to feed to Rissmiller. Fort Recovery knocks it away.
Good defense by Kennedy Mollenkamp.
Yep, I mean, Rissmiller's been double, triple teamed all night, and they tried to get it to her, and Fort Recovery comes up with the loose ball as Rissmiller couldn't grab it.
That's their first turnover of the half.
Addie Guggenbiller on the left. She'll come down, feeds to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling way out front. Wanting this shot, can't find it. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Addie Guggenbiller open from three. Ah, oh, doggone it, it didn't go. Rebound, Becca winning for Coldwater. Down she comes, scores. I think she traveled before the shot, but they didn't call it.
Yeah, a little excited and ended up traveling, but no call.
40-33, that makes it a seven-point game. Hey, we can't let the night expire here without passing our sympathy along to the Bob Meiering family. Bob, a great purple and white Indian himself, a graduate of Fort Recovery in 1969. Those of you who watched him play, you know what a great player he was. He was on that first Final Four team for Fort Recovery with Al Souter back in 1969. Bob Meiering passing away this past Monday. And his funeral service has been set for the 25th of February at 11 a.m. at the Fort Recovery Nazarene Church. Calling for the family will be from 9 to 11 again on that day, February the 25th. Our sympathies go out to certainly Karen and all the kids and the family. Bob Meiering, a member of the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame, a member of the Fort Recovery Chamber Hall of Fame, just an all-around great guy. Again, we're so sorry to hear about his passing this week. Fort Recovery will have the ball to start action here. Trailing by 7, 40-33, a minute 47 to go in the game. Running out of time, Justin.
Yeah, down by 7. Got to have a basket here. Preferably a 3.
What a great game it's been, though. Great first half for the Lady Indians. Kennedy Mollenkamp over to Maddie Guggenbiller. Left side, there's Callie Wendell firing, and it's no good. It goes out of bounds. They say it was deflected by Coldwater. So Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in. Here comes the pass. And out of bounds off of Coldwater. Again, our fourth quarter brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Don't forget, they can design buildings for you. They'll do that, again, I don't think any cost at all. And then they'll be happy to sell you the building materials to build that building. Fort Recovery Lumber. Shot by Callie Wendell's no good again. Rebound Coldwater. And there's a foul called on Eva Colling.
She's 1-1 still.
I mean, there's still time for a miracle, but we're running out. A minute 19 to go, and we're down by 7. 40-33. And if Becca Winning makes these two free throws here, we're really in trouble. Becca Winning at the line for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. It's up, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to Callie Wendell. It was a 1-1, and we got it. Callie comes down across the timeline, looking, fires a 3. Get in there. Nope, won't go. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Callie just can't find the range here in the second half.
Yeah, she likes the other side of the court.
Left side it goes to Steinke, back out top to Rissmiller. There's a foul called on Callie Wendell. We didn't really want to foul Rissmiller, but we're running out of time here, and Rissmiller will go to the line.
I like Callie trying to guard Rissmiller. Callie Wendell at 5'4", Rissmiller at 6'5". She comes up to her shoulders.
Kind of a mismatch there. 56 seconds left on the clock on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Free throws good by Riley Rissmiller, first team all-conference. Makes it an 8-point game now.
We'll play next year at the University of Dayton.
Good again. 42-33, and that probably put the nail in the coffin right there. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp, stopping, firing, and short, no good. Rebound off of Carly Niekamp, they said. I thought maybe Carly knocked it off a cold one. Official didn't agree with that. Coldwater with the basketball. And there is timeout called by Coldwater. Timeout Coldwater, 46 seconds to go. Lady Indians trailing 42-33. Doggone it. We'll be back in a moment.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components. At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. We take pride in our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit JRManufacturing.net. And best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available.
Well, doggone it, I think we've been outscored here 27-9 in the second half.
Is that right?
Yes.
Coldwater with the ball in the wrist Miller, and there's a foul called on Carly Niekamp. That's what they want. They want wrist Miller to get the ball. They want us to foul her so that she'll be at the line to hit the free throws because she's an excellent free thrower. We did a heck of a job defending her tonight, I'll say that.
She has 17 points. Very tough earned 17.
Hits the free throw. And several of those have come, not many of those have come at the from the field. Mostly at the free throw line, or a lot of them. Got both of those.
8 of her 19 at the free throw line.
44-33. Coldwater's going to win this game, but we gave them a heck of a run. Fort Recovery threw it away. Callie Wendell kind of dropped the ball there and picked it up in panic and passed it off and into the hands of Coldwater. Lady Cavaliers are crazy if they shoot the ball here.
Right.
21 seconds left. That's going to do it. Game's going to run out. The final score, the Cavaliers 44, the Lady Indians 33. And the Fort Recovery fans standing and applauding the Lady Indians on a great effort tonight. Just not quite enough. 18 points in the first half for Callie Wendell. One of the greatest three-point performances I've seen from a boy or a girl. But she couldn't get one to go down in the second half. That's going to wrap it up. Fort Recovery will fall, and their year will be over, and we'll be back to give you all the final stats coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Couch Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs.
Back here at Lincoln View High School, where the first game of the sectional tonight goes to Coldwater. We kind of expected that, but the Lady Indians gave us a thrill tonight with a terrific first half of play, not only defensively but offensively too, Justin. But we just couldn't. Life is nice when you can shoot well. We just couldn't get the ball to go in the basket in the second half.
Yeah, two completely different halves. Since Coldwater was cold in the first half, had a lot of turnovers. Fort Recovery was hot in the first half and not have a lot of turnovers, and they basically flipped in the second half.
Well, take it away. Give us all the stats.
All right, looking at Coldwater again, they were 6 of 17 shooting in the first half for 35%, 9 of 23 in the second half for 39%. For the ball game, 15 of 40 for 38% from the field. Three-pointers, 3 of 8 for 38%. And free throws, 11 of 16 for 69% from the line. Fort Recovery, first quarter, 5 of 10, 50%. Second quarter, 4 of 8, 50%. At the half, 9 of 18 for 50%. Third quarter, only 2 of 11 for 18%. And fourth quarter, 2 of 10 for 20%. So in the second half, the Indians only 4 of 21 for 19% from the field. First half, the Indians 6 of 8 on three-pointers for 75%. Second half, 0 for 5. So for the ballgame, 6 of 13, 46% on threes. And the Indians only went to the free throw line twice and made one for 50%. Rebounding pretty much dominated by Rissmiller and Coldwater, 32 to 23 there. And turnovers, again, Coldwater had 9 in the first half. They had 1 in the second half. They finished with 10. Fort Recovery, 3 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Indians also finished with 10 turnovers. For Coldwater, Riley Rissmiller ends up with 19. Rebecca winning with 9 points. Mia Kanapke with 8. 4 for Jenna Ligers and 4 for Claire Steinke. For the Indians, Callie Wendell, again, 18 points, all in the first half, all on three-pointers. Again, she's only a junior. Kennedy Mullenkamp with 8 points, 4 in the first quarter and 4 in the fourth quarter. 4 for Eva Collig and 3 for Carly Niekamp. Again, Callie Wendell, 18, Kennedy Mullenkamp, 8, Eva Collig with 4, and Carly Niekamp with 3. Quarter scores, the Indians led 13-12 after 1. 24-15 at the half. Coldwater led 29-28 after 3. And the Cavaliers pull away at the free throw line. They win at 44-33. Coldwater advances to Saturday's game. They will take on, Delphus Jefferson, I think. And they are 15-8. Fort Recovery bows out at 7-15.
Game two coming up here, which we will not be broadcasting. Parkway Lady Panthers taking on Wayne Trace here in game number two this evening.
It's kind of interesting, too. I thought Parkway had the choice, and they're choosing to play tonight, so they're taking a bye.
Yeah, they're the number three seed in the tournament. And Coldwater will play Delphus Jefferson, who is the number two seed in the tournament. That'll be at 6 p.m. on Saturday night here at Lincoln Field. Thank you much, Justin. I want to thank Holly Gann, by the way. I don't believe she's going to come up for an interview, but I want to thank her for taking all the time this year to do interviews, either mostly after the games. Once in a while, I'll bug her before the game, like tonight. And again, we want to congratulate our two all-conference players, Callie Wendell, a second-team all-conference. And she proved that in the first half tonight, hitting six threes in that first half. And again, Carly Niekamp was named honorable mention all-conference as well. Everybody comes back for next year, and they have to leave here on a positive note, Justin, after this game.
Yeah, like you said, some good young players. Callie Wendell is only a junior. Eva College is a sophomore. Carly Niekamp is a sophomore. Kennedy Wollenkamp is a sophomore. Maddie Guggenbiller is listed as a senior, so.
Yeah, she's the only senior on our squad, and she's still got her softball season coming up, which I know she's looking forward to that, so.
I know that Coach Gann appreciated Guggenbiller coming out here this year, so. Didn't score tonight, but had a nice senior year.
Absolutely. Well, folks, thanks for listening. Again, those of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com, stay tuned. They've got a lot of great programming lined up tonight. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. For Justin Mangold, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Lincoln View, where once again that final score, Justin, was
44-33 Coldwater wins.
And have a great evening, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.